Welcome. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Toloi Pokayo. Begin with a word of prayer. Father, we approach thee in the name of the Lord Jesus to give thanks for thy dear Son, the Son of thy love, the unique Son who is the eternal Son of God. And yet, wonder of wonders, he came down and he became the carpenter of Nazareth. And we think of what he was like living in that family with half brothers and sisters, sharing the same earthly mother. And yet his father was from heaven, and how perfectly he filled that role. We give thanks for the beauties of the Lord Jesus, and we would just ask you for help today to share a few thoughts on the gospel for myself and for Raquel, and just look to thee for the listeners. There are likely things that they're struggling with. There's loneliness, and there's all kinds of physical issues, and some may be struggling just with the path to God. We would just pray for thy blessing and help in different circumstances as we would pray for thy goodness and good hand to be upon us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. I'm going to read today in the Gospel of Luke, or the Gospel of John, chapter 19, and verse 30, first of all. And then we're going to read from James, chapter 1, but John 19 and verse 30. So John chapter 19 and verse 30, and I'll read it first, and then Raquel will read it. It says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
Magandang umaga, magandang hapon, at magandang gabi sa lahat. Ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Juan. Juan chapter 19 verse 30. Kaya naman, nang matanggap ni Jesus ang suka, ay sinabi niya, natapos na, at iniyuko niya ang kanyang ulo at isinuko ang espiritu.
Now James chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, but every man or person is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
At ang ating ikalawang babasahin ay mula naman sa aklat ng James or Santiago, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14, kung kaya't ang bawat tao ay natutukso pagka nahihila ng sariling masamang pita at nahihikayat. 15. Kung magkagayoy ang kahalayan, kung maipaglihi, ay nanganganak ng kasalanan. At ang kasalanan, paglaki, ay namumunga ng kamatayan.
Thank you, Raquel. I have two thoughts that, in my mind, are actually very simple that I want to speak to you about today.
Mayroong dalawang kaisipan na ibabahagi si Kuya David sa araw na ito.
And it's my job to try and make it be simple to you as well.
At ito ay kanyang gawain na ito ay ibahagi sa simpleng kaparaanan.
I'm thinking about the work of the Lord Jesus and how there was something he referred to that was accomplished or finished, and then he died.
Iniisip niya una ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus, kung paano ito ay kanyang ginawa at pagkatapos siya ay namatay.
So the work of the Lord Jesus was finished and it brought death to him, but life to us.
Kung kaya't ang gawa ng Panginoong Isus ay natapos na, subalit ito ay naging para sa kanya ay naging kamatayan, subalit para sa atin ito ay nagbigay ng buhay.
But I would like you to stop and think for a minute and think, why did such a good person as the Lord Jesus have to die?
So nais namin na kayo ay huminto sandali at isipin kung paanong ang isang mabuting tao na kagaya ng Panginoong Jesus ay kailangang mamatay.
The Lord Jesus spoke about his coming to the world in John chapter 10, and he says one of the reasons he came is that we would have the more abundant life.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay kanyang ipinangako o siya ay nagtungo dito sa mundo at ito ay ating matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan chapter 10 at pagkatapos siya ay mamatay upang tayo ay magkaroon ng masaganang buhay.
The answer to why the Lord Jesus died is really very simple.
At ang kasagutan ng pagkamatay ng Panginoong Jesus ay isa lamang napakasimpleng bagay.
James chapter 1 is one of the places in the Bible that tells us about the course of sin and how it runs and brings death.
At sa aklat ng Santiago ay ating mababasa kung paano ang kasalanan ay namunga at ito ay naging isang kasalanan at ito ay namunga ng kamatayan.
Sin is something that starts very small and it develops. It starts as a seed and develops to something very serious.
Ang kasalanan ay isang napakaliit na bagay. Marahil ito ay isang napakaliit na bagay. Subalit ito ay, kung ating pababayaan, ito ay lalaki.
It says it begins with a person being tempted and then it progresses to being drawn of your lust into lust and then it's sin in action.
Ito ay nagmula, ang kasalanan ay nagmula sa pagkakaroon ng pagkakaroon ng tukso, kung tayo ay matutukso at ito ay magbubunga at manganganak ng kasalanan.
It's almost like the way a child is formed and then born in the way that sin is presented here.
Ito ay kahalintulad ng isang sanggol o isang bata na ipinaglihi sa ating ng kanyang ina at pagkatapos ito ay ipinanganak.
But in this analogy, when the child is born, it's not a life that begins, but it's death.
Subalit sa kahalintulad nito, ang bata ay ipinanganak upang mabuhay, subalit ang kasalanan ay ipinanganak at mamumunga ng kamatayan.
So I would like to challenge my listeners today to think about sin in their own life and their own self and its development.
Kung kaya't nais namin na inyong isipin ang kasalanan sa inyong buhay at kung paano ito ay nangyari.
So we have asked the question, why did Christ die? Now I want to ask the question, why do we sin?
Ang aming katanungan o ang una naming katanungan ay kung paano ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay? At ang pangalawang katanungan ay bakit nga ba tayo ay nagkakasala?
Is it something that affects every single one of us, every single person that is listening today?
At ang kasalanan ay nakakaapekto sa bawat isa sa atin, sa lahat ng mga nakikinig ngayon.
Is there anyone alive in the world that is not affected by this monster of sin?
Wala bang bagay sa mundo, wala bang tao sa mundo na hindi naapektuhan ng kasalanan?
The answer from the Bible is that there is no one who is not affected. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23.
At ang Biblia ay nagsasabi sa Romans chapter 3:23 na ang lahat ay nagkasala.
The reason you and I sin is because we have a sinful nature. It's in our being.
At ang dahilan kung bakit tayo ay nagkakasala, sapagkat tayo ay mayroong natural na pagtangi sa kasalanan. Ito ay natural para sa atin.
Every single one of us has something inside of us that is tempted to sin. We have a thought.
Ang bawat isa sa atin ay natutukso upang magkasala. Mayroon tayong kaisipan.
That thought in itself is not sin, but it develops and I think about it.
Ang kaisipang ito ay maaring hindi kasalanan, subalit ito ay nagiging kasalanan kung ito ay ating gagawin.
And when I begin to think about that and dwell on that and feed on that, it's a very dangerous thing.
At kung tayo ay magsisimulang isipin ang mga bagay na ito, ay ito ay isang napakasamang gawain.
And the Lord Jesus spoke about the actual lust of sin and how that in itself is sinful.
At ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagsasabi na ang masamang pita at naghihikayat, ito ay isang kasalanan.
Because it will lead to an action of sin, and then sin brings forth death.
Sabagat ang mga bagay na sa ating kaisipan ay maaaring tumungo sa atin upang tayo ay magkasala. At kung tayo ay magkakasala, ito ay mamumunga o magdudulot ng kamatayan.
I'm speaking about this today because I want you to understand how serious sin is and how it affects every single person.
Ibinabahagi namin ang mensaheng ito sapagkat nais namin na inyong malaman kung paanong ang kasalanan ay nakakaepekto sa bawat isa sa atin.
And you and I cannot deal with our sin alone.
At ikaw, kami at kayo ay hindi natin matutugunan ang pagkakasala sa pamamagitan ng ating sariling gawa.
In some cases, you may be able to break the chain from desire, lust, and stop sin from happening in your life, but you won't do it all of the time.
Maaaring sa inyong kaisipan ay inyong mapipigilan na magkasala, subalit hindi ito mangyayari sa lahat ng panahon o sa lahat ng oras.
So what about those sins that you cannot stop and they happen and you yourself are a sinner?
Paano ba ang mga mangyayari sa inyo doon sa mga kasalanang hindi ninyo mapigilan ang inyong sarili upang ito ay gawin?
James chapter 1:15 is telling us that sin, when it runs its course, when it is finished, brings forth death.
At sa Santiago chapter 1 verse 15 ay ating makikita at mababasa na kung maipaglihi at manganak ang kasalanan, at ang kasalanan pag ito ay lumaki ay namumunga ng kamatayan.
So that makes every single sin, something that starts so small with desire, develops into something huge that you can't control.
At ang bawat kasalanan ay nagsisimula sa isang napakaliit na bagay, subalit ito ay lumalaki at hindi na ninyo mapipigilan.
Sometimes we might convince ourselves that I'm not that bad of a sinner.
Maaring kalimitan, masasabi natin sa ating sarili na ako ay hindi naman napakasamang tao.
You may say, well, I've just told a little lie. I've just taken a little something that no one's going to miss it anyway.
Maaring sinabi ninyo na, maliit lang naman ang kasinungalingan na aking sinabi at ito ay hindi mahalata ng sinuman.
But when it comes to the sin, the Bible doesn't differentiate between big sins or small sins.
Subalit ang Biblia ay hindi walang pagkakaiba. Sinasabi sa Biblia na ang maliit o malaking kasalanan ay magkapareho lang at walang pagkakaiba.
It just says it plainly that the principle of sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death.
At ang prinsipyo ng kasalanan, kung ito ay lumaki at matapos na, ito ay mamumunga ng kamatayan.
For every person and in every case, this is true, so that you cannot fix your sin yourself.
Ito ay totoo sa bawat isa sa atin, kung kaya't hindi ninyo maaayos ang inyong sarili mula sa kasalanan.
So we asked at the beginning, why do we sin? Because we are sinners in our nature, and it is inevitable that it will happen.
At sa umpisa ay ating itinanong, bakit ba tayo ay nagkakasala? At ang kasagutan, sapagkat tayo ay mayroong kasalanan, tayo ay likas na makasalanan.
And sin at its conclusion brings death and judgment from God.
At kung matapos na ang kasalanan, ito ay mamumunga ng kamatayan at ng paghuhusga, paghuhukom mula sa ating Panginoon.
So that leads us to my second very simple thought that the Lord Jesus spoke about.
At ito ay at sa ikalawang bahagi ay ipahahayag ni Kuya David ang simpleng katotohanan kung bakit ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay.
We read in John 19 verse 30 that the Lord Jesus said, "It is finished."
At ating nabasa sa aklat ng Juan chapter 19 verse 30, sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus na ito ay natapos na.
Again, this is something that is huge. It's something that started, if you will, kind of small as a thought, a desire, but it developed into something that's tremendous.
Ito rin ay makikita natin na ito ang mga bagay na ito ay isang napakalaking bagay na nagmula sa isang maliit na bagay, subalit ito ay naging napakalaking bagay.
Just as we spoke about sin starting with a small thought and desire and developing into something at its conclusion that was big, this bears likeness to that.
Kung kaya kagaya ng kasalanan na nagmula sa isang napakaliit na bagay at ito ay lumaki at namunga ng kamatayan, gayon din naman ang bagay na ito na sinabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
God had a desire, a thought in his heart that he acted upon to deal with sin once and for all so that we could have life.
Ang Diyos ay mayroong naisin na tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan, kung kaya't ito ay kanyang ginawa upang tayo ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Sin at its conclusion brings death, so it has brought death for the Lord Jesus so that we can have life.
Kung ang kasalanan ay namunga ng kamatayan, gayon din naman ang Panginoon ng kanyang sa kanyang pagliligtas, ito ay nagkaroon, siya ay namatay para sa ating kaligtasan.
In John chapter 19 verse 28, the Lord Jesus knew that the work that had been given to him was finished, it was accomplished.
Kung kaya't sa Juan chapter 19:28, babasahin ko, pagkatapos nito, bilang nalalaman ni Jesus na ang lahat ng mga bagay ay natapos na, upang matupad ang kasulatan.
This work that started in the mind of God, then the sending of the Lord Jesus into the world, then coming to the cross, and God punished him so that we could be saved.
Kung kaya ang pagliligtas, ang kaligtasan na nagmula sa kaisipan ng Panginoon ay kanyang ibinigay ang kanyang bugtong na anak kung saan ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan.
The Lord Jesus was a real person yet different from every other person.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay totoong tao, subalit siya ay kakaiba sa ating mga tao.
He did not have that sinful thought and desire as we have as sinners.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay walang kasalanan at hindi nagkakasala at wala siyang pagnanais na magkasala.
So that sin did not run from a thought to an action to death for him, naturally speaking.
Kung kaya ang kaisipan ng kasalanan At ang pagkamatay ay hindi nangyari, ay hindi mangyayari sa kanya.
He was the sinless, spotless Son of God who came to deal with our sins for us.
Siya ang walang kasalanan at walang bahid at banal na anak ng Diyos na siyang magliligtas para sa ating mga kasalanan.
So that the only way you and I can be delivered from our sin is by what the Lord Jesus did for me.
Kung kaya't ikaw at ako, upang tayo ay mailigtas sa kasalanan, ito ay ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus.
His death and substitution was an action really because of sin in its huge entirety.
Ang kamatayan ng Panginoong Jesus ay isang napakalaking bagay para sa atin at para sa ating kaligtasan.
And that stands as an offer from God for salvation. All can take it in.
At iyan ang ibinabahagi o ang ibinibigay ng Diyos para sa atin at para sa ating upang ito ay ating tanggapin.
But John 3:16 says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Kung kaya't sa Juan 3:16 ay sinasabi na kung sino man, babasahin ko, Juan 3:16, kung kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na isinilang na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
So the two simple thoughts just to sum up as I finish are these.
Ang dalawang kaisipan na ibinihagi ni David sa araw na ito ay maaring sabihin sa dalawang katotohanan.
James 1:15 says that sin, when it runs its course and it comes to maturity, it brings forth death and judgment.
Sa Santiago o James chapter 1 verse 15, sinasabi na ang kahalayan kung maipaglihi ay nanganak ng kasalanan at ang kasalanan paglaki ay namumunga ng kamatayan at ng paghuhukom mula sa Diyos.
But John 19 verse 30 tells us about what the Lord Jesus said when the work of salvation was completed. It is finished.
At sa aklat ng Juan chapter 19 verse 30 ay ipinahayag doon na nang matapos ng Panginoon ang gawain na ng pagliligtas ay sinabi niyang natapos na.
And it is our desire, it is God's desire that you would come and accept Christ as your Savior because He dealt with sin once and for all.
At ang aming naisin at ang nais ng Diyos ay inyong tanggapin ang Panginoong Jesus sapagkat siya ang tanging taong makapagliligtas sa inyo.
Don't trust in what you can do, but what Christ has done.
Huwag kayong magtiwala sa inyong kung ano ang inyong magagawa, subalit magtiwala kayo sa Panginoon sa ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus.
This is the only way that you can be delivered from your sin and you can have eternal life and be ready when you die to go to heaven.
Ito lamang ang tanging paraan upang kayo ay magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. At kung kayo ay mawawala dito sa mundo, kayo ay magtutungo sa kalangitan.
Now we're going to pray. Father, we give thanks for the truth of the Bible. We don't like it, but it's true that sin, when it is finished, brings death. But we love the verse from John that tells us that Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. But then comes that marvelous moment when he had received the vinegar and scripture had been fulfilled, and now he says it is finished, and he bowed his head and died. What a marvelous moment in human history, and we give thanks for the provision of God so that we can be saved. Thank thee for the finished work of the Lord Jesus, and pray that someone will come to trust Christ today as we look to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.